local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Oh, it is March Madness. It's going crazy. So if you just missed it, we had the updates for you that we've had a couple of upsets. We'll give you those here in a second. This is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe as he's out today, probably watching some of these games and hanging out with his daughter, I'm sure. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. So the earlier update, upset earlier today was Northwestern against Florida Atlantic. That's not a huge upset. Number 9 seed against number 8 seed. It did go into overtime. Northwestern ended up outscoring Florida Atlantic 19-7 in overtime, ended up winning 77-65. The big upsets just happened. And unfortunately for a lot of people here locally, it's teams that they're interested in. Auburn just lost to number 13 seed Yale. So Auburn's a 4 seed. Yale's a 13 seed. That's definitely an upset. Yale wins 78-76. Auburn had multiple opportunities to try to tie it up or even win. They just couldn't sink the baskets. Johnny Broom from Auburn had a double-double, 24 points and 13 rebounds. John Paladakis from Yale scored 28 points to lead Yale. And then the other big upset, high-scoring game here, Colorado, 10 seed, upset number 7 seed, Florida, 102-100. And once again, Florida, so they had the lead. And Florida ends up tying it up with a three-pointer. And then it kind of went back and forth with free throws for a little bit. And then Colorado's KJ Simpson goes down, shoots a 16-footer, makes it, goes up by 2. Walter Clayton Jr., who had 33 points in the game, goes down, shoots a 22-footer, and misses it with no time left. So there, and that's how it wrapped up. The rest of them all went chalk. Those were the only upsets as far as seeded upsets go. Right now, underway is number 8 Nebraska beating number 9 Texas A&M 20-15, and Duke and Vermont just tipped off, so it's tied at 3 apiece right there. Coming up in about 20-30 minutes, we've got Alabama playing Charleston. That game will be on True TV. So, oh, by the way, Texas A&M game is on TNT, and the Duke game is on CBS right now. Top three stories here coming up right after our traffic and weather together on the fives. Go ahead, Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, it's been a very easygoing evening. That makes me happy, not just because it makes my job easier, but because it means y'all are being out there safe on the roads. I'm proud of you. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, we do have some backups in that area there. Outside of that, though, everything else is looking all right. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Caroline Street. So if you are dealing with issues for wherever you should be, they should not hold you up for too long. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, I think. As for the weather here, it's 68 degrees in Pensacola. Overcast skies going to lead to some thunderstorms tonight, bleeding into early Saturday, but that's okay. The majority of the day and Sunday for sure, going to be beautiful spring-like weather, highs in the low 70s, and with some chillier evenings in the 40s and 50s. Bobby?
The House, top three stories. The House has approved that $1.2 trillion government spending bill, and it has to be signed by the president by 11:59 p.m. In fact, let me see if we've got an update on that from the Senate, because the Senate still has to pass it. Then it goes to the president. Nope, I don't see I don't see it updated right there. So it looks like the president hasn't had it quite yet. The president says he'll sign the bill immediately, though, once he gets it, once the Senate signs it. By the way, if it's not signed at 11:59 p.m. tonight, we will have a partial government shutdown. So the package includes funding for Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, and other general government operations. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer. She released a video that explained the situation that she had abdominal surgery. And once she had abdominal surgery, they discovered cancer had been present. She says she's in the early stages of treatment and doing the chemotherapy. Last month, it was announced that King Charles III was diagnosed with cancer after being treated for an enlarged prostate. So two members of the royal family, both cancer-ridden thus far. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that any Israeli military operation in the southern city of Gaza of Rafah would risk further isolating Israel. He says it would risk more killing more civilians and worsen the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. Now, an Israeli delegation is set to visit Washington next week to discuss Israel's plans for Rafah. Those are your top three stories. Let's get started with our local stories with the latest on Alex Andrade.
Yes, the drama continues in Milton, unfortunately, as Andrade has now been given the go-ahead to prepare a report about alleged misconduct by Mayor Heather Lindsay. Some council members accused Andrade of trying to get retribution for the mayor's bar complaint against him, which Andrade claimed was rooted in falsehoods. He also claimed that she committed perjury by submitting the document without council approval. Either way, Mayor Lindsay denied committing any crimes before city manager Randy Jorgensen ultimately urged her to quit speaking, citing that there is an active investigation into some of the complaints. Lindsay has recommended a sit down with Andrade and a mediator to resolve their issues.
Then recovery continues for the city of Pensacola after the most recent cyber attack. The city says emails and landline phones have now been fully restored. Many phone numbers that weren't working are now operational again. So that includes numbers for Pensacola Energy, non-emergency numbers for Pensacola Police and Fire Departments, Public Works, Sanitation and Development, and Housing Departments. Of course, the city has been investigating this since the attack took place last weekend. They say that these kind of things take time. It's going to be a while before they have more answers. However, there's still no word on whether residents' personal information was taken during the cyber attack.
And a woman has been killed in a hit-and-run crash in Baldwin County. This happened last night. The crash happened at County Road 65 and Little Rock Road. That's just west of Foley at around 8 o'clock. So far, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, please contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and tell them what you know.
Yeah, that would be beneficial. It appears that Escambia County Commission is planning to take over $1 million from the Escambia Children's Trust. Now, they say that the Children's Trust hasn't been paying revenues into the county's CRA funds. They were supposed to be paying increment revenues. The Children's Trust says they filed for an exemption because the CRAs don't benefit kids. The Board of Commissioners nonetheless voted 3-0 to approve the resolution informing the Children's Trust that they intend to collect just over $1.1 million.
And lastly, here in your local headlines, retired Escambia County Deputy Wayne Goldsby of Molino has been honored with an induction into the United States Police Canine Association Hall of Fame. Goldsby began working in law enforcement at the Escambia County Road Prison, then transferred to the county jail where he first became a canine officer, working with Magic back in the early 90s. He later attended a police academy and became a deputy sheriff, where he also became a canine officer and worked with Duke in the street crime unit. Goldsby has received numerous awards and certifications over the years, and he was honored with an induction ceremony yesterday.
Pretty cool right there. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rosti filling in for Joe as he's out today. And we've got your full March Madness update for you coming up after the half hour break. And but right now, we're going to get a quick break. We'll be back here to cover your top state headlines, including some bills that were signed or that are waiting to be signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. And so we'll cover all that for you right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Experience an Easter morning like no other. As the sun rises over the Pensacola Bay, be a part of the 12th annual Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Filled with incredible worship and a powerful message, this is an iconic Easter tradition and is loved by thousands. Come again or join us for the very first time. Now it all starts Easter morning at 6:15 a.m. presented by Marcus Point Baptist Church. This Easter, celebrate the resurrection at a service you won't forget.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here, actually exactly 6:25. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Roads, don't worry, I will keep it brief. We had some traffic incidents, or not incidents, but some traffic backups if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards U.S. Highway 98. Some of that congestion is still there. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up too long. As for the weather, it's 68 degrees, overcast skies. Chances of thunderstorms tonight, going to bleed into early Saturday, but that's okay. The majority of your weekend should be taken up with beautiful spring weather with highs in the low 70s and chillier evenings in the 40s and 50s for the low there. Let's see, getting into state headlines. Bobby, what do you have for us, sir?
Yeah, it looks like Governor DeSantis has more than a dozen bills officially on his desk to sign. Now, 15 measures approved by the Florida legislature was sent to him yesterday. One of the most talked about proposals would prevent children from being able to open social media accounts if they're under the age of 16. Now, if they're between if they're 14 or 15, they could get their caregivers' consent in order to open up a social media account. Now, another piece of legislation would loosen teen labor laws. Governor has until April 5th to veto the bills, sign them, or allow them to become law. Now, of course, the one pertaining to social media for kids, there's a couple of other states that have similar bills, and they've been on hold due to lawsuits. So we'll probably expect the same thing to happen here in the state of Florida, whether that gets signed as a bill or not. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Austin?
And a couple of headlines coming out of Miami here. Miami Beach police officer Steven Serrano is facing trial for official misconduct for allegedly lying on an arrest document in an excessive force case. Today, the defense offered an expert witness who would basically tell the jury what you're seeing on the body-worn camera video is distorted. Serrano's trial is set for June, and his fellow officer, Kevin Perez, has already been found guilty by a jury of a battery charge for hitting Delonta Crudup. And also, Miami-Dade County drivers may be in danger because a Homestead auto shop owner is accused of selling counterfeit Honda, Acura, Toyota, Chevrolet, Nissan, Lexus, and Mercedes airbags. Quite a hefty list there. Prosecutors point to police seizing more than 300 alleged counterfeit airbags from Michael Reed's shop and indicate he potentially sold hundreds more. Detectives say the 61-year-old quoted them $350 for a Honda airbag that, if real, would cost closer to $1,000. Reed allegedly admitted to buying the airbags from the UK for $200.
Three federal lawmakers from Florida have sent a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Veteran Affairs after a murder at West Palm Beach VA Medical Center. Congressman Brian Mast and both Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott want Dennis McDonough to take immediate action. A veteran being treated in the hospital's mental health unit was allegedly strangled by his roommate. Congressman Mast says there's been a repeated failure to address the pervasive issues plaguing that facility. He's been working with the Housing Veterans Affairs Committee and says investigators will be at the hospital next week.
And loved ones will say their final goodbyes this weekend to the three women who were killed at a North Florida home earlier this month. Bradford County police say that Johnny Brown shot his partner, Quinn Coon Robinson, I believe that's how you say it, and her two adult children in Lottie on March 12th. Robinson's 11-year-old granddaughter was the one who called 911 after she was hit by shrapnel. A viewing is scheduled this evening for two of the victims. A funeral for all three women is set to take place at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Governor Charlie Johns Conference Center in Stark.
March Madness update here for you. Got another one possibly brewing. As far as an upset goes, Texas A&M's 9 seed is beating Nebraska 35-31. Still 7.5 minutes left in the first half. Duke leads Vermont 19-12. As far as the upsets go, earlier today we had Northwestern beat Florida Atlantic in overtime. And then the big ones, Florida got beat by Colorado 102-100. And Auburn got beat by Yale 78-76. Both of those games came right down to the wire. They were close ones. It was really exciting. It's the epitome of March Madness. That's the kind of stuff you like to see with
March
Madness.
It's called that for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike the number one seed UConn crushing Stetson 91-52. Like, that's just okay.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens, yeah. Pet Skull right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. Coming up here next, we'll give you your full March Madness update on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A shooting at a concert hall in Moscow leaves at least 40 people dead and over 140 wounded. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby tells Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum the U.S. was on the lookout for an attack.
There was some concern that we had about the potential for a terrorist attack in and around Moscow earlier this month.
ISIS has now claimed responsibility. After much speculation regarding her whereabouts and well-being, Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, announced that she's currently undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. Fox's Benjamin Hall reports.
This started in January, and she went into hospital and she was there for 13 days for abdominal surgery. That surgery was announced on the same day that it was announced that King Charles had cancer himself. But since then, we haven't heard a lot from Kate, and there have been questions about what was going on. Well, now we know for sure.
The princess declined to disclose what kind of cancer she has. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The end of March will bring layoffs to some 400 salaried employees at Stellantis locations around the country. The Wall Street Journal says the Chrysler and Jeep parents' cost-cutting moves will impact salaried employees in the company's engineering, technology, and software units amid what Stellantis calls challenging market conditions. Real estate brokerage company Compass will pay $57.5 million as part of a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over real estate commissions. As it detailed in a regulatory filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the New York-based company also agreed to change its business practices to ensure clients can more easily understand how brokers and agents are compensated for their services. While the NASDAQ Composite managed a 27-point gain to notch a third straight fresh closing high, the stock market finished the Friday session mostly lower overall. The Dow Industrial slid 305 points and the S&P 500 eased 7. All three indexes recorded solid gains for the week. That's your money now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. There's so many pointless reviews in college basketball, but with that being said, it's still crazy that each coach doesn't get a challenge. The refs screwed up big time last night as Kansas was up by one when Samford's AJ State and McCray made an incredible block, but an egregious foul was called. I usually wouldn't beg for more reviews, but I wish each coach had a challenge because Samford was robbed at a chance to complete an epic comeback. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. I won't hold you up for too long. Hasn't been much going on the roads here this evening. Very happy to report that. We did have some issues if you were traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98. But that congestion has lessened, so if there's anything going on there, it shouldn't hold you up too long. Same can be said if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road. Outside of that, though, it looks like pretty much smooth sailing. As for the weather, it's been 68 degrees, overcast skies, going to have a chance of thunderstorms tonight. May bleed into very early Saturday, but the majority of Saturday and all of Sunday should be beautiful weather with highs in the low 70s and chillier evenings with lows in the 40s and 50s. Bobby, what is going on in national news, my friend? Okay, hold on. I'll give a recap of our top three stories. That was my bad. Had some trouble reaching Bobby for a moment there. Top three stories. The House has approved a $1.2 trillion government spending bill. The bill passed 286 to 134 this morning, and now the Senate will take up the measure and try to avoid a partial shutdown by midnight tonight. The package includes funding for the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health, and Human Services, as well as general government operations. President Biden says he will sign the bill immediately. As for this kind of goes beyond our nation, but nonetheless, perhaps the biggest story in the world today, Kate, Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer. She made the announcement in a video message Friday. Kate said that she is in the early stages of treatment, luckily, and that she said tests after a planned abdominal surgery in January found the cancer had been present. Last month, it was announced that King Charles III was also diagnosed with cancer that was found after being treated for an enlarged prostate. So best of luck to both of them in their recoveries there. And lastly, in our top three stories, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that an Israeli military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah would risk further isolating Israel. While speaking to reporters as he departed Israel, Blinken said he had, quote, candid conversations with top officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Blinken said a ground operation in Rafah would risk killing more civilians and worsen the humanitarian situation on the Gaza Strip. An Israeli delegation is set to visit Washington next week to discuss Israel's plans for Rafah. And those are your top three stories. Bobby, are you back with us, sir?
Yeah, I had to go do an update for ESPN Pensacola.
No problem.
I'm doing their sports updates over there every 30 minutes as well, so I'm kind of doing double duty here. So let me go ahead and get you the March Madness update for News Radio. Texas A&M is the number 9 seed, looking to upset number 8 seed Nebraska. This game's on TNT, and they have a 5-point lead with 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Then Duke, they don't want to get upset by Vermont, so they're starting to get a little bit of a lead against Vermont. They're leading 24-16. And then as far as the big upsets earlier, number 13 seed Yale upset number 4 Auburn 78-76. Auburn had a lot of chances to try to win that one at the end, and they just weren't able to pull it off. Florida, in the meantime, tied the game against number 10 seed Colorado with a 3-pointer. And then Colorado's KJ Simpson went down, shot a 16-footer with about 2 seconds left. It was actually about 5 seconds left to take the 2-point lead. Walter Clayton Jr., who had 33 points in the game, went down, had 2 seconds left to shoot a 22-footer, missed it. Colorado wins that one, 102-100, 202 points scored in that one. Wow. And then the other upset of the day was number 9 Northwestern beating Florida Atlantic 77-65 in overtime on that one. The rest of them all were pretty, went the way. There was one other close one. University of Alabama, Birmingham was close to upsetting San Diego State. San Diego State squeaked by, winning that one 69-65. The big blowouts of the day, Baylor beat Colgate 92-67, and UConn beat Stetson 91-52. But those don't compare to the blowout on the women's side of things, Austin.
You are absolutely right. We've had multiple deciding victories here, especially amongst the one seeds over on the women's side. We'll start with one-seeded Texas. They beat 16-seed Drexel 82-42, so 40-point dub there. South Carolina made it pale in comparison. They're the top seed overall, unbeaten on the season. They beat 16-seeded Presbyterian 91-39, so 52-point win for the Gamecocks there. Only one upset from what I can see on the women's side. We did have, most recently, I will say this, just for the local fans, Alabama did beat Florida State 82-74, so that was a good game, but that is an 8 beating a 9, so no huge surprise there. But then Middle Tennessee squeaked past 6-seeded Louisville. That's an 11 beating a 6 there, 71-69. Current games on right now. We've got perhaps another upset brewing in the first quarter. We've got Maryland, 10-seed, beating Iowa State 12-6. 12-seeded Drake tied with 5-seed Colorado 17-17. And then Baylor's beating Vanderbilt. That's let's see, that is a 5 beating a 12, 64-47 late in the third quarter there. Just a couple of sports headlines outside of basketball today. The Lions released Cam Sutton yesterday. The release comes as authorities continue their search for the cornerback. A warrant was issued for his arrest 2 weeks ago due to his alleged connection to a domestic violence case. Not only that, but Tiger Woods is on the Masters official tournament field list, signaling a possible appearance at Augusta National. Tiger's just played one time this season at the Genesis Invitational and exited early due to illness, unfortunately. The five-time Masters champion is one victory shy of the record held by Jack Nicklaus. The tournament is scheduled for April 11th through the 15th.
Yeah, by the way, the Texas A&M game that's going on right now against Nebraska, it's now 47-37. So Texas A&M's Wade Taylor already has 17 points to lead them. And Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel is there in attendance rooting for his old alma mater right there. So in case you're interested in that whole ordeal. When it comes to – we already did top three stories. So when it comes to some national stories – Speaker Mike Johnson now faces the threat of ouster, although probably not a solid one. Hard right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to vacate during the House's vote on $1.2 trillion package, and she said that was a warning to Louisiana lawmaker Mike Johnson. Now, this is, if you recall, basically the start of how Kevin McCarthy was ousted. Was this exact same kind of thing. And so now she's filed a motion to oust him. It doesn't really look like this one's going to have a whole lot of legs behind it, though. It's more just, like she said, a warning to him.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
And FBI tells passengers on the Alaska Airlines flight that lost a panel they might be crime victims. Let's see. In letters to some of the passengers, an FBI victim specialist says the case is currently under investigation. A lawyer representing some of the passengers on the Alaska Airlines flight in a lawsuit against Boeing shared the letter with the Associated Press. Published reports and government officials have said that the Justice Department opened a criminal investigation into the aircraft company, and the letters don't name Boeing, but Boeing did decline to comment on Friday.
Oh, and let's get traffic and weather together on the fives right here on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I was just about to say, oops, 6:45, my bad. Let's see, roads are still looking smooth. Haven't really had any issues this evening, luckily, and that appears to still be the case now. As for the weather, it has been the 60s the entire time, 68 degrees here, overcast weather. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, which will maybe bleed into very early Saturday, but the bulk of the weekend should be beautiful spring weather, highs in the low 70s, and some chillier evenings with lows in the 40s and 50s. Carrying on with some national headlines here, the U.S. Education Department says it discovered a calculation error in hundreds of thousands of student financial aid applications sent to colleges this month and will need to reprocess them. It's a blunder that follows a series of others and threatens further delays to this year's college applications. The department says a vendor incorrectly calculated a financial aid formula for more than 200,000 students. The information was sent to colleges to help them prepare financial aid packages, but now needs to be recalculated even as the department works through a backlog of more than 4 million other financial aid applications.
Not cool, man. Not cool at all.
Not cool at all.
The
yeah.
FBI is telling people who were on board the Boeing 737 MAX that lost a panel mid-flight that they may be victims of a crime.
I already did that.
Oh, you already did
that? Yeah, I did that one before traffic.
Oh, I missed it. All right, my bad. So, yeah, you did do that one. I forgot. The U.S. Education Department says it discovered... I'm just all over the place. You know what? I keep watching the games over here and the other on the TV, and so
as you
I'm
said,
just,
you're
like,
kind of juggling
from the news.
Yeah, nah, it's no problem.
Like, the news is distracting me from the games. So,
yeah.
Because Vermont and Duke is actually... Like Vermont's closed the gap. It's 23-18 now. I'm like, oh my gosh! If Duke got upset by Vermont too, that would just like blow my mind. So,
yeah.
All right,
Bobby.
So
why can't you report the news? Yeah, Vermont's
doing
good.
Yeah, I guess
we'll
go back to the news. Donald Trump returning to the stock market. So you know he has this Trump, the Truth Social,
right,
that was basically purchased by Digital World Acquisitions Corp. And they actually merged. Well, now they're going to go public. So Trump Media and Technology Group is going to go public. It's going to be traded on the NASDAQ very soon. And when that happens, it could make the former president billions of dollars. So that $454 million judgment that he has to pay in the civil fraud lawsuit, looks like he may be able to come with that money after all.
Yeah, quite easily. We were just talking yesterday about how, look, he doesn't have the money just lying around. Well, he may soon. Just about 6:48 here, we'll get a couple of quick health, business, and science notes. Starting with the lottery, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth nearly $1 billion. If you've been listening to Joe and I recently, you know that this has been brewing for a while. The jackpot sits at $977 million with a cash option of $467 million. Meanwhile, tomorrow's Powerball jackpot is worth $750 million with a cash option of over $360 million. So some lucky folks on the horizon for sure.
Yeah. People living downwind of the burn zone in Lahaina, Maui, where all those homes and everything burned last year, they're now reporting respiratory issues. So the Department of Health says there was high levels of toxic substances found in ash samples collected from more than 100 properties. The substances include arsenic, lead, cobalt, and copper. And recently, the American Lung Association has been getting calls from people concerned about dust and air quality, and many have reported chronic coughs. So, oh boy, you know, it's a little, you know, update there with Lahaina. All right, we're going to get a quick break here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby, filling in for Joe on News Radio 92.3. And when we come back here, we'll give you some movie news for you, as well as another update on what's going on with March Madness. This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about this whole tax issue between the Escambia Children's Trust, the CRA, and the county, and the decision to just take the money that the county made yesterday in the meeting, instead of just waiting a little while to see what might be the best course of action. We also talked about the challenge local businesses are having finding good employees at all, and finding ones that really want to work if they do get the job. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service for things canceled this week. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe in Austin, except I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. He'll be back on Monday and on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 28th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is coming up March 23rd and 24th. That's this weekend at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. 100-plus local, regional, and national artists are available to browse through. Food vendors, live arts demonstrations, silent auction, and activities for the kids. Find out more at newsradio923.com. All right, we'll get your next traffic and weather update coming up here in about 3 minutes. First, a real quick March Madness update here for you. The Texas A&M Aggies, they're starting to get a little comfortable. This is starting to look like this is going to be our fourth upset of the day. Number 9 seed Texas A&M leads number 8 seed Nebraska 56-42 with 58 seconds left in the first half. So 14-point lead right there. But it is March Madness. You never know what can happen in the second half. So 14-point lead right there for them. That game's on TNT. On CBS, Duke only has a 5-point lead against number 13 Vermont, 28-23 on that one right there. The big upsets earlier, number 10 Colorado beat number 7 Florida 102-100. Number 13 Yale beat Auburn 78-76, and Northwestern beat Florida Atlantic in overtime. That is that update right there. When it comes to movies this weekend, the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is out, and you've got a bunch of the old characters coming back for this one. The Spengler family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse where the original Ghostbusters have taken ghostbusting to the next level. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must unite to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. So this one stars Paul Rudd, but it also has Dan Aykroyd in it, and Bill Murray makes a showing in this as well. So you get a bunch of the old guys as well as the new ones right there. So kind of looking forward to that one if you're a Ghostbusters fan.
And speaking of older films that are being kind of revived here, we got Roadhouse. That's going to be an Amazon Prime release. That's starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all as it seems. Obviously, there was one back in the 80s. I believe it was with Patrick Swayze. So obviously very big film being revived there. And Conor McGregor, real UFC fighter, is going to make an appearance in that. So I'm sure that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I saw a clip of the Conor McGregor scene in it.
Yeah.
And so here you got Jake Gyllenhaal, who, if you haven't seen anything about this, he got buff for this movie. Got buff and ripped. And as an ex-UFC fighter, and I guess he has this little showdown with Conor McGregor in a bar. So looks kind of interesting one right there. Of course, Jake Gyllenhaal, fantastic actor.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see what happens with that one. I'll give you a couple other movies that are coming out. But first, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Yes, your last traffic and weather together update for this hour, this evening, and for this week. Anticlimactic and in all the right ways. Not much going on the roads currently. So if you're on the roads right now trying to head home, you should not be held up for too long wherever you may be. As for the weather, it is 68 degrees, overcast skies in Pensacola. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, boo, but it's okay. It's going to bleed into early Saturday, but it'll clear out soon after. And the bulk of your weekend should be beautiful spring weather, highs in the 70s. And as we get into Saturday and Sunday evening, chillier evenings there with lows in the 40s and 50s. Bobby?
Yeah, so back in the theater, Sleeping Dogs. Oh, by the way, that Roadhouse is on Amazon Prime, just in case you didn't hear us say that.
Yes.
This one's in the theater, Sleeping Dogs, starring Russell Crowe and Karen Gillian. Suffering from memory loss, a former homicide detective tries to solve a brutal murder that he can't recall. As he pieces together evidence from a decades-old investigation, he soon uncovers a sinister web of buried secrets tied to his forgotten past.
Ooh. And on Netflix, we've got Shirley, that stars Regina King and the late Lance Reddick. It's about how in 1972, the first ever black congresswoman, Shirley Chisholm, launched a trailblazing campaign to become the president of the United States. So if you like historical films as much as I do, yeah, I'm sure you're going to find that one as one worth watching.
Yeah, that one does sound very interesting. So might have to look at my Netflix boycott again and reassess that. There's apparently quite a few good stuff that's come out the past few years that I've been missing, but there's so much content out there, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just finished Apple TV Plus's Masters of the Air. It's fantastic. I'm watching Halo on Paramount, which I'm into. It's so good. I just started picking up, like, I can't even remember something. Like, there's just tons of stuff out there. Like, no matter what, you're going to find stuff, right? Mm-hmm. The first trailer is being released for a spinoff series called The Penguin. It takes place immediately after the 2022's The Batman and follows Oswald Cobblepot's rise to power in Gotham's underworld. Colin Farrell returns as the title character. And the rest of the cast includes Kristen Milioti, Michael Zegan, and Clancy Brown. The Penguin debuts on Max this fall.
And last but not least, we got a sequel so nice, they named it twice. Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice sees Michael Keaton reprise his role as the title character from the original 1988 movie. The first trailer has been released, and Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice hits theaters on September 6th. Said the name four times there, but I didn't say it in a row, so I think we're good.
Didn't say it in a row, yeah, so that's okay. Still okay. Before we get to a couple of good news stories, it is now halftime. Texas A&M leads Nebraska 58-44, and Duke's lead has been cut to 2.
What?
Make it 4. They just made a 2-point. Cut to 5. They just made a 3-pointer.
Either way, though.
It was 29-27 with 2 minutes left, but now Duke just hit a 3-pointer to go up by 5. But yeah, that's a close one to watch right there on CBS. In good news, what do we got for good news stories?
Well, we got a bittersweet story to start. An Australian man is dead, unfortunately. After trying to protect children from a highly venomous snake, paramedics in Queensland were called to a childcare facility near the city of Townsville this week, where they found Jeremy Brooks in critical condition. Brooks was bitten multiple times on the arm by an eastern brown snake while trying to remove it from the facility and keep away from the kids. The eastern brown has enough venom to kill 20 adults in a single bite and is considered the most lethal snake in Australia. So, as I said, kind of a twinge of sadness there, but Jeremy Brooks is a hero for sure. I wanted to recognize
Saved kids, though, yeah. A man is recovering well after a kidney transplant from a pig. Massachusetts surgeons are calling Rick Slayman a hero for agreeing to try the groundbreaking operation this week. He had a previously failed human kidney transplant. Mm. There's a massive shortage of human donor organs, and they're hoping that animal donors may help. Now, the pig that the doctors used was genetically modified in order to help reduce the risk of rejection. So
that's amazing.
Possible good news right there as well. All right, it is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. Thanks for joining us. You guys have a great weekend. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.